It's 18 and a half minutes to 1 o'clock on Wild Rose Country. For thousands of years, people have been looking to the stars to predict the future. But according to some new research, here in Alberta, learning more about the inside of our own planet could be the secret to charting our physical course in the universe. Benham Syed Mahmoud is a professor in the Department of Physics at the University of Lethbridge. He's just completed a state-of-the-art model of the Earth to help study its core. Every week here on Wild Rose Country, we speak to a researcher from one of the province's main universities. Professor Syed Mahmoud is this week's featured guest. He joins us from Lethbridge. Good afternoon, Professor, and thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, good afternoon, Donna.
Well, you've got to explain to us, what does the model that you made look like?
Right. Well, it's a spherical model, which is transparent, so you can see through, and we fill it with fluid, right now water. And then this spherical model is sitting on top of a turntable, which turns. And then we rotate it, and we have a mechanism which mimics the vibrations of the Earth. It tries to oscillate this this sphere. And then by doing this, we try to mimic the Earth's response, for example, to an earthquake.
Go ahead.
Yes, yeah, and then, of course, using this, then try to understand our planet a little better.
It sounds like quite an undertaking to put something like this together. How long have you been working on this?
Well, we have been, actually, it's not very long, actually. It came to, work in about a year, but I have to say that a couple of technicians at the University of Lethbridge helped me quite a bit with this. I had this idea for a while, and then I put it on a paper, and the two technicians and a couple of undergrad students actually helped me quite a bit with improvement. I also have to make a correction. I'm not really a professor. I'm an academic assistant, and my main job is teaching, not research, and this research is mostly came about from my own interest.
I gave you a promotion there.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Syed Mahmoud, how much do we know about the Earth's core?
Okay. Well, the Earth itself as a whole has three major parts. So we have a solid inner core, which is, of course, very hot, and pressure is very high down there, which has a radius of about 1,200 kilometers. And then there is a fluid core, which is has a thickness of about 2,200 kilometers. So it's a huge body of fluid there. And like a human body, which has different parts, but each part contributes to the well-functioning and well-being of the body, the different parts of the Earth also contribute to this well-functioning of the Earth. And this fluid core is actually believed to be the seat for the magnetic field of the Earth. And if the Earth didn't have a magnetic field, then these charged particles from the Sun and other stars would reach the Earth right away and would actually burn it in a matter of seconds. So this magnetic field of the Earth is actually crucial to life on Earth, and that's what people are looking for in other planets as a signature for life on other planets. So if they have magnetic field, then it is possible that they support life.
And I always thought it was all about the water.
I'm sure
that's part of it too.
Yeah. But no, I mean, if there is no magnetic field, then these charged particles would evaporate the water in a matter of seconds.
Wow. And you had mentioned earthquakes before.
Right.
And I'm wondering, why is it important to be able to measure how something such as an earthquake affects the Earth's core?
Okay. Well, the thing is that assume that the Earth is like a bell. If you ring a bell, it rings, right? So those are the oscillations. And you ring a copper bell, or if you ring a brass bell, then they have different sounds. And an expert who is not even looking at the bell when it hears the sounds, it can tell whether the whether this bell is made of brass, copper, or other material. So what happens in the case of the earth is that when we have a huge earthquake, then the whole earth vibrates just like that bell. And we are trying to detect the periods of these vibrations and then use these to increase our understanding of the state of the earth. So basically, we are trying to use something, I mean, earthquake, to increase our knowledge.
And what do the vibrations tell us?
They tell us about the properties of the earth.
Okay.
What's, for example, what makes up the core or other parts of the earth.
How much of an impact could motion in the liquid core make in the earth's rotation around the sun?
It's a very, very small effect, but in a long run, then it becomes significant. For example, the rotation of the earth, I mean, the earth is slowing down. It's not, I mean, initially it was actually rotating at a very fast pace at probably six and a half hours. So our days were 6.5 hours, but now the days are 24 hours. But I mean, this the rate of a slowdown is about 1 millisecond, 1/1000 of a second every 100 years. So that means it's been a long, long time for the rotation to slow down so much. And we expect that this slowdown will continue, and as a result, the days will be longer. So,
at what point in the Earth's past was it spinning 6 hours a day?
Oh, that's a long... billions of years ago,
uh-huh.
A very long time ago.
Uh-huh. What are your long-term plans for this model that you've created?
Okay, well, what we are going to do is I have two graduate students who are working on theoretical aspects of this. So we want to try to see if so theoretical work predicts what's going to happen, but usually not all of those theoretical predictions actually happen. So we want to know which ones can be excited produced in the earth, and therefore go and look for those specific ones.
And do you have other applications beyond just the earth for a model such
yes,
as this?
Yes, actually a number of scientists from McGill University, from University of Toronto, from University of New Brunswick, and myself, we have applied for a grant at Canadian Space Agency to study actually the Mars's history. Mars doesn't have a magnetic field as the Earth does, but we want to know if initially it actually did have one, and as such could have supported life.
And how would you find out that kind of thing, whether or not Mars had a magnetic field at one time?
Yeah, but there are samples being sent by the rover, Mars rover, studied, and the information is being sent to Earth, and with all these visits by spacecrafts. So we would know from studying the rocks on Mars that if the planet supported a magnetic field at some point. I mean, this magnetic field of the Earth actually also reverses itself every so many 100,000 years, and that's we know that by studying the rocks on our planets.
And then what happens?
Well, it just reverses itself, and it just keeps going.
Oh, I see. It doesn't mean that suddenly, we are burned up by the heat of the sun.
No. It doesn't disappear, but it just reverses itself. So plus becomes minus and so on for a very short time. And then, it stays there for a long time, for another 100,000 years, and then it reverses itself. And there are, of course, I have to say that there are a lot of processes happening in the Earth that we don't really understand. And that's why we do all this work, to understand why these are happening.
Well, Mr. Sayed Mahmoud, this is fascinating work that you're doing, and it sounds so terribly complex. Thank you for letting us peer into one small window of that world. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. I mean, I was really excited to do this interview.
Well, it was wonderful to have you with us. I hope you'll be back.
Great, thank you.
That's Benham Syed Mahmood. He is a professor in the physics department. He is not a professor in the physics department at the University of Lethbridge. He teaches classes.